Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Kathleen O'Brien, FAST Team Program Manager from Long Beach, California, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. This is Kathleen O'Brien from sunny Long Beach, California. And I'm having a conversation with Wayne Boggs. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you today? You sound a little bit like Clint Eastwood.
Well, you're from sunny California, and we're freezing down here in Florida. So
oh, no.
I'm fighting a cold.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that.
We'll be sunny later on, though.
Wayne, I know that you have your own company, Air Show, and I would like to talk to you a little bit about your background.
Yes, ma'am. I put 40 years with the Federal Aviation Administration and in the air traffic portion. I retired in 04, and I got into doing air shows and as an air boss, sort of as a hobby while I was with the FAA, and then formed my own company later on. And I'm enjoying retirement and doing things that I really like to do, and one of them is being an air boss for air shows.
It sounds as though it's quite an exciting undertaking.
Well, you associate and meet and be around extremely nice people. Some of the greatest people in the world are in the aviation industry.
Wayne, I have to agree with you, being fortunate enough to be in the aviation industry myself. Since we're coming up on this year's Sun and Fun, tell me a little bit about what is Sun and Fun in terms of an air show?
Well, actually, Sun and Fun is a convention, just like Oshkosh is a convention. There's many, many, many facets that make up Sun and Fun, and the air show is actually just one of them. It's actually, most people say Sun and Fun Air Show. The air show it's a big air show, but it's relatively small in the entire scope of Sun and Fun. There's a tremendous amount of education for people that want to learn things about building an aircraft or flying an aircraft or just being around aircraft. Vendors, we've got a tremendous amount of vendors that sell their wares for home builders and for conventional type aircraft, and that it's a wide range of things.
It sounds as though more than just someone who wants to watch the sky will come to Sun and Fun.
Oh yes, ma'am, very much so.
Is there anything? Having been to Sun and Fun and wandered around, I've enjoyed looking at all the new aircraft and the different kinds of avionics and the types of people. There are old people, young people, all kinds of people come. Is there something new this year for people who have been to Sun and Fun before or maybe are coming for the first time?
Well, we've got a couple of things that is new this year. The normal stuff, of course, is all the airplanes that fly in, whether they be home-built, antique, classic, seaplanes, warbirds, a lot of military static and stuff like that. All of that we'll have at Sun and Fun. We're going to have a reunion with Grumman Seaplanes, Albatrosses, Ducks. I can't think of all of them right off the top of my name, but we're going to showcase those seaplanes. We're going to have the United States Army Golden Knights here this year, which we're very excited about. And we're also having a very heartwarming reunion. And Sun and Fun is very, very proud and happy to actually be the first to do this. And the reunion is between a retired Air Force general and a Vietnamese pilot who this general shot down in Vietnam. And they have done a big thing in Hanoi in reuniting these two in Hanoi. And we're bringing them to the United States. Well, the general's already in the United States, but we're bringing the MiG pilot, the North Vietnamese MiG pilot, to the United States. And they're going to put on some speaking engagements here at Sun and Fun, and it's going to be a really neat thing.
It's amazing to hear that. There's so much to aviation that has so many other gifts for us in terms of other people and getting to know people and learning about other types of thinking and ways of doing things.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, we sort of sometimes can get tunnel vision in our own little world, and there's so much more out there if you just take time to, I don't want to use an old cliche, but just smell the roses and look around every once in a while.
Well, it seems like Sun and Fun will be an incredible opportunity for people to even just sit back and take a look at the gifts we all have and the wonder of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wayne, let's go on to a little bit of different topic. You know, putting on an event like Sun and Fun, the logistics seems to me almost overwhelming. Could you give us a little bit of a snapshot of what the logistics are for an air show?
Well, as I said, Sun and Fun is a convention. I'll touch a tiny bit. When Sun and Fun is completed each year, it goes right into the mode of planning for next year because there's so many facets involved with Sun and Fun, the educational programs, the forums, just the maintenance and upkeep of the grounds and this type of stuff. But one of the areas that I'm mainly involved in is the air show itself. And you have to plan what the air show is going to be, what talent you're going to invite, and making it all fit. There are two major events in the United States, one being Oshkosh, the other Sun and Fun. Performers, the performers that are out there that make a living performing at air shows across the country and stuff like that, like to fly at Sun and Fun and also at Oshkosh. And it helps them in their own recognition and stuff like this. They get a lot of publicity when they do this. So we have a lot of more people want to fly here than we can accommodate. So there's a lot of logistics that goes into planning the show, the timing, and so forth. And I'm involved in that in helping secure all the performers that we're going to have, taking care of all of their accommodations. They all have needs. They have support people that have to be taken care of, aircraft that have to be hangared and taken care of, and then actually putting the show together and choreographing the show to make it entertaining to the public. And an air show is entertainment. It's no different really than anything else. If you just don't look at it and just put one aircraft after another, sometimes it can be a very non-entertaining entity. So you want to plan the show so that you get the best entertainment value out of it for the public that's going to be watching it.
Wayne, it sounds as though your background requires that you have a little bit of show business savvy for this kind of undertaking.
No, I don't think my background really went into show business, but I've learned a lot from Obi.
Okay. Haven't we all? I was wondering, as you plan this and you're looking to choreograph the different talent, and are these pilots, have they been on the road by the time they get to Sun and Fun, or is this early in the air show circuit?
Actually, it is early in the air show circuit. Sun and Fun has always been in the month of April. And basically, at one time, Sun and Fun was more or less probably about the first show that started the season. In fact, the theme of Sun and Fun this year is a spring break for pilots. But more and more shows, there's a number of shows that are actually taking place in the country that are going to start off about the same time as Sun and Fun does. So April, the month of April is really the start of the season, and then it ends in about the middle of November.
It sounds like spring break is a really interesting theme with a lot of opportunities for making that fit together. Tell me, what are the actual dates of Sun and Fun this year?
We start on the, I believe it's the 21st this year. It starts on a Tuesday. And if I'm not correct, Obi's looking. 21st to the 26th.
Okay.
It's a 5-day event now. It was at one time a 6-day event, but we've gone back to a 5-day event. Starts on a Tuesday and ends on a Sunday.
Wayne, excuse me. Talk about spring break for pilots. How's it going to fit in for Sun and Fun this year?
Well, it's like spring break for college. It was over in Fort Lauderdale and Daytona and all of that. You figure that all these people that live up, not in sunny California or sunny Florida, but, you know, up there where it's about 0 degrees right now and knee deep in snow, these people don't get a lot of flying. And the one thing that people do at a convention is attend. So all of these pilots can, in April, can get their airplanes out of the hangar and shovel the snow, or hopefully it's melted by then, and then fly to sunny Florida and have a spring break for pilots. They're getting out of that cold weather and coming south.
As they come south, do they have a way to prepare? Do we have a wet presence or anything like that to get them ready?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sun and Fun has an outstanding website.
And so when people really realize, you know, they have time and energy this year and the door of the hangar will open, so they're on their way, they go to the Sun and Fun website to get the details on how to come and how to arrive and planning for camping and all the other things?
Yes, ma'am. And that website would be sun-in-fun.org.
Okay. Sun, S-U-N, or Sierra Uniform November-November-Foxtrot-Uniform-November-.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds wonderful. Well, as we talk about it, pilots coming out of almost winter hibernation and planes coming out of hibernation, can you tell me what the number one concern would be?
Well, the number one concern at any aviation event, whether it be the size of Sun and Fun or a small mom-and-pop air show at any small municipal airport, is safety. Everything literally revolves around safety. And if it doesn't look right, don't do it. In the air show industry itself, the pinnacle of the pyramid is safety. To put an air show on, a number of things happen before the very first airplane ever takes off. And one of the most important things that does happen is a pilot briefing. And the briefings are very, very thorough. And the key, with the exception of maybe two exceptions, and that's weather or an emergency, you fly as briefed. In other words, when you walk out of that briefing room, you do not alter that briefing unless maybe an emergency or weather dictates that you do.
And so you're saying that the pilots and everyone involved in the air show, they have agreements and plans, almost like a dance choreographed on a stage of what's going to happen. And that keeping those agreements is paramount to maintaining the safety.
Yes, ma'am. And you used a key word, it's choreographed. And you stick to it. And we also have a saying, no brief, no fly. Pilot misses a briefing or does not attend a briefing, the pilot does not fly.
Have you ever, Wayne, had an occasion to see the results of a good briefing and how that has made something work better or a poor or less good briefing and how that maybe has made things a little more difficult?
Yes, ma'am. Your air show will go as you brief it. If you give a very thorough and good briefing, with the exception of some catastrophic incident which you have no control of, your show will flow very, very smoothly, and everybody does exactly what they know to do. A poor briefing it can go very, very badly.
Wayne, we've had a wonderful discussion about the air show and also about safety as our final. I'd like to thank you again for the work that you do and the excitement you bring to it. And everyone else, let's talk about joining again next week for Managing Safety.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.